up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, gang, here we go. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. For the next hour, sit back and relax. No, don't do that. Get up and dance, for Pete's sake. It's polka music, mostly, anyway. You should be dancing or toe-tapping or carousing or something. Anyway, here we are. It's another edition of the Oompa Hour underway. Glad you're along for another week. And I got a big stack of polka records to play and random stuff to talk about that I haven't even given a thought to yet. So we'll see how things shake down on the show this week. Let's just jump right into it, shall we? How about a group called Polka Magic? Doesn't that sound like they could do anything? Polka Magic. This is the old-time favorites polka medley.
Całe sajcie, dziewczynie grobie, grobie moje, hej, hej, kawalerowie, czy sobie sajcie, dziewczynie grobie. Na zdrowie hoksi, na zdrowie bracia będzie śpiewał i będzie pigie muzyki grał. I cię w udziałek ja wam nalał. Na zdrowie, hopsi, na zdrowie. Di-da-da, di-da-da, di-da-da-da-da, hey-da. Di-da-da, di-da-da, di-da-da-da-da, hey-da. On the weekends I get tipsy on the head. My wife, she hits me, hoi-da-na, da-na, hoi-da-na. Я чеком, я чем любим, ой, Дана.
Ой, Дана.
Ой, Дана, як ще маш? Коханье, як ще маш? Повідь мі, яке я з тобе ще бачив? Kochanie, jak się masz? Powiedz mi, kiedy z tobą jeszcze ba?
Jak się masz?
Hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, Dana. Hupaj, szupaj, Dana. Hupaj, szupaj, Dana. Dono stanę na pawu, że ci szolej szybszana. Od samego rana. Hupaj, szupaj. Hey girl, I'm my girl. Hey, lass of me on lassie. Hey, just a papu jowi. Hey, nash a papu jowsi.
That is Polka Magic. That was magical, huh? That's the old-time favorites polka medley here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us. And something is going to happen that I don't think has ever happened on the Oompa Hour. And that is that we're going to start the show with two records where they're not singing in English. Which, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's I try to usually mix it up a little better than that. But it just didn't work out that way. So that's just fine. This is the Lucky Lucky Polka. This is Lolita.
Lolita. Augen bunt. Looky, looky, Polka, looky, looky, look. Ja, von looky, looky krieg ich nie genug.
All right, first of all, I'm a little concerned that when I introduced that record, I sounded like a creepy old man. Because I said, here's Lolita. And I felt sleazy after I said that. And also, it says Lucky Lucky Polka, which apparently is pronounced Luki Luki Polka in Polish. Right? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, that was Lolita, and that was the Looky Looky Polka, or the Lucky Lucky Polka, depending on if you're reading the label on the record, like an incredibly plain old guy who's lived in the USA his whole life and has no ability to speak any other languages. I mean, I guess I could say French toast and French fries, so I got my French down, and I am familiar with chow mein, so I got the Chinese down. And yeah, I think that, and I can say A, so I've got the Canadian going for me. I should shut up before I get in trouble. Let's do one from Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Oh, I see we have a misprint here. It says Frankie Yankovic and his Hanks. That would only be if he got a new orchestra made up of players named Hank, and that, to my knowledge, has not happened. But this is an unusual record for Frankie Yankovic, who, of course, is famous for his Slovenian-style polkas. When you hear a Frankie Yankovic record, you hey, Slovenian-style. And they're doing Polish Power, which is a little out of character, I would say. But anyway, here's Frank and the Boys.
Polish Power. You'll find it so romantic. Polish Power. It drives the public frantic. When a Polish boy and girl begin their kissing, better take a lesson and just stop and listen. Polish Power. They have so many beauties, and they tower above the other cuties. Get yourself a Polish girl, that's my suggestion. You will be so very happy without a question. Polish Power. Where would we be without it? Polish Power. We should know more about it. Anyone who cares to do some history reading soon finds out so many Polish men succeeding. So stop with all those silly jokes. No one clever ever pokes fun at Polish Power. All the countries boast about the powers that they've got. That's true of every Englishman and every single Scot. But there is just one nation, finest in creation, whose power is today's sensation. All the countries boast about the powers that they've got. That's true of every Englishman and every single Scot. But there is just one nation, finest in creation, whose power is today's sensation. Polish Power, it really is a blessing. Polish Power, there is no need for guessing. Chopin, Paderewski, even Gloria Swanson did far more than any Swede called Olsen and Johnson. So stop with all those silly jokes. No one clever ever pokes fun at Polish Power.
All right, now actually the record says Frank Yankovic and his Yanks. It's not Frankie. And it says that is Henry Tobias singing, not Frank in that particular one, in their version of Polish Power here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got Whoopi John coming up here in a second. We got a dedication coming up later in the show, so stand by for that. And before we get to any of that, I want to talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and officially invite you to stop by, check it out when you get a chance. Maybe you'll be in the area, whatever. By all means, you want to consider that as maybe a destination, or maybe you're passing through the area over there through the Twin Ports, as we call it, Duluth Superior there. It's a great place to make a destination, great place to pass through. But spend a little time at a World of Accordions museum right there on Belknap Street. You can check it out online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find it. They got a lot of pictures. They got over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, which obviously they can't put on their website. I don't think the internet could take it. They've got a groovy gift shop. They've got a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of historical information, you know, from advertising to ethnicity, background, history of the people and the music and the stuff. It's just cool. Check them out online when you have a chance, worldofaccordions.org, if you haven't already done so. All right, Whoopi John's Orchestra is on the way here. This is the Laughing Song.
Oh, when I was a little lad many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Foo. Laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. I used to know a little girl many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. She weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling around just like a silly bear. She fell so hard upon my lap, we went right through the chair. Off the fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, 'cause what she said is true. I've been around that girl so much that I turned monkey too.
There you have it. That is The Laughing Song and Whoopi John's Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I was going to credit the singer here because that's Bob Burghardt doing the singing on that one. Usually in the newer Whoopi John records anyway, and newer, I mean, from like 1957 and up, it's Pat doing the singing. And before that, of course, Whoopi doing the singing. He generally does all the whooping, however. Anyway, now this next one's an interesting little record because it's Who Stole the Kiska. And the record label has a lot of information that is very sketchy. First of all, it's like the fourth different way I've seen Who Stole the Kiska spelled. This one is K-I-E-S-Z-K-A. And it says the group is Sunshine. It says Scrubby is doing the vocals. And and I'm not even sure that Sunshine is the name of the group, but it's kind of implies that. We'll look at the record a little closer after we play it. Anyway, here it is. Who Stole the Kiska?
We're going to send this next one out especially for Shakers and Bells here with us today. Here with a one called Who Stole the Kiska?
Someone stole the kiska. Someone stole the kiska. Someone stole the kiska from the butcher shop. Who stole the kiska? Who stole the kiska? Who stole the kiska? Someone stole the cup. Oh, on the permit, pulling back, honey, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kiska when I turned my back. Who stole the kiska? Who stole the kiska? Who stole the kiska? Who stole the kiska? Who stole the kiska?
shop. You can have your Cherokee, but give me that Batista. Who stole La Kiska? Who stole the Kiska? Who stole the Kiska? Won't you bring it back? Yes, you found the Kiska. Yes, you found the Kiska. Yes, you found the Kiska. He hung it out the back. He found the Kiska. He found the Kiska. Yes, you found the Kiska. He hung it out the back.
All right, there you go. Now let's take a closer look at this record label now that it's not going around at 45 RPM. Obviously, Who Stole the Kiska? Spelled a different way to me anyway. And it says here, Legend Productions presents Sunshine. So we'll assign that group is Sunshine. It says live on 45. The record is a 45. And then it says recorded live on May 25th. What does that say? How can you possibly make print that little? 1986. Yeah. Engineered by some guys that I can't read because it's too darn little. And so I'm not sure what the deal is here, but it was recorded live anyway. And it says vocals by Scrubby. So we can assume at this point that Scrubby is very clean. But then it says it's Sunshine Records from Legend Production. So it doesn't really tell us the name of the band. So I'm not sure, but I'm calling the band Sunshine because it says presenting Sunshine. Sometimes the complexities of doing this show are mind-boggling, I'm telling you. All right, got a record here. It says by the new Chicago Lairs. Not one word or Chicago Airs, but the Chicago Lairs. And this is the Reminiscing Time Polka.
Sit here broken hearted, thinking of the good times that we shared. For New Year's wish of Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day and Easter time, April showers and May flowers, June, July. Warm August weather through September, Halloween, Thanksgiving dinner. Every month is reminiscing time. Change your mind, I'll be here waiting. For New Year's wish of Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day and Easter time. Take the showers and make flowers, June, July. Warm August weather through September, Halloween, Thanksgiving dinner. Every month is reminiscing time. For New Year's wish of Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day and Easter time. Take the showers and make flowers, June, July. Warm August weather through September, Halloween, Thanksgiving dinner. Every month is reminiscing time.
All right, there you go. The Reminiscing Time of Polka by the new Chicago Lairs here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And speaking of reminiscing time, I told you we had a dedication coming up in the show here. Let me get organized. I got to put this record away here. I'm trying to run a tidy show. A little birdie told me Little birdie. That's what they always say. Little boy, birdie told me that last weekend, actually, we had some listeners to the Oompa Hour who celebrated a wedding anniversary. And of course, I missed getting the message in time to include it in last week's show just because I was sloughing off, apparently. But so I wanted to say happy anniversary to Michael and Donna Sikorsky, who listened to the Oompa Hour. Sixth wedding anniversary. Last week, actually, so I'm a little behind schedule on that, but so happy anniversary to Michael and Donna Sikorsky. Sixth? Really? That seems so young. I don't even know what I'm on now, 30-something. 30-something, anyway. So yeah, way to go, Michael and Donna, who listened to the Oompa Hour on WBPS 101.9 in Cambridge, Ohio. How are things in Cambridge, Ohio today? You want to know how they are in Minnesota? It's raining. You know what the forecast is for tomorrow? Raining. You know what the forecast is for the next day? Raining. You know what the forecast is for the day after that? Raining. And I don't even want to get into the rest of it because it's depressing. But hopefully there's all kinds of sunshine out there for Michael and Donna Sikorsky, who are having their who have just celebrated last week their sixth wedding anniversary. And I thought, good excuse to pull out Max Schmulwitz singing the happy anniversary polka. Doesn't that seem like the perfect time to play that? I have a lot of anniversary waltzes, and they have any singing in them, and you know how it is, because you can call anything the anniversary waltz if nobody's singing anything, and this one they actually sing about it being your anniversary, so that makes it a better record to me. So here you go, Max Schmulwitz and his orchestra, going out to Michael and Donna Sikorsky in Ohio on their sixth wedding anniversary. Hey, sing along if you know this one, okay?
Here's to you for all to see, and here's to a happy anniversary. May good luck and fortune always be, and to you a happy anniversary. La 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 la.
There you go, Max Schmulwitz and his orchestra there. And the happy anniversary polka. And sending that one out to Michael and Donna Sikorsky. Had their sixth wedding anniversary last week. And, of course, I'm late getting it out. But you know what they say, better late than never, I guess. Isn't that, that's what they say? And I had, and I don't know where I put it. I had a recording of the Flintstones. Remember the episode where they had happy anniversary and Fred and Barney were singing? It was a lodge meeting. The happy anniversary, happy anniversary. I don't know where I put it. So if I find it, I'll throw it in here just because I can. But this does remind me to remind you that if you know somebody with a birthday or an anniversary or pretty much any kind of celebration you can think of, maybe it's Junior getting his first car. Maybe it's graduating from welding school. Maybe it's, happy shoveling the driveway day, whatever. You know, I look for any excuse to play anything. You can always get in touch with us at the Oompa Hour. Obviously by email at oompahour@mail.com. No, that's wrong. Ignore what I just said. oompahour@aol.com. We changed that like 2 years ago and I still get it wrong. Oompahour@aol.com. will work, or you can call or text, actually, to area code 218-259-2985. And obviously, you'd have to leave a message because I don't know when the show is playing in your community. But you can text or message to 218-259-2985. Also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you could certainly make a request or a dedication or want to hear a song or have a question about a band or whatever. We'd be glad to try to help you out there. So anyway, way to go. Let's get back to work here. It's the Accordion and Bass Polka. That's a vintage record here. This is Ray Henry and the Orchestra. There you go, Ray Henry and his orchestra and the Accordion and Bass Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I told you earlier we talked about we had an anniversary. We had Michael and Donna celebrating their anniversary out there in Ohio, and we played the anniversary polka, and I told you somewhere I had the Flintstones doing the little happy anniversary song. And if you remember this episode, it's not Fred and Barney singing. It's like a bunch of lodge members at the, what was the lodge on the Flintstones? Water Buffalo Lodge, that's what it was. Anyway, so this is just a couple seconds long, and it does give me an opportunity to throw this in here. So.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All I know is Wilma looks pretty happy about it. So anyway, there you go. Let's get back to work on the Oompa Hour, shall we? Marv Herzog over here on turntable number 2, and this is Mary's Knocking Polka.
Please, my dear Johnny, take me once more. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight.
day that I can stay here and be with you, because I love no one else but you, that I can stay here and be with you, because I love no one else but you.
All right, there you go. That's Marv Herzog, Mary's Knocking Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. We play records on this show, you know, the whole show, beginning to end. We play phonograph records. There's no digital MP3s and CDs or any of that rotten here. It's an analog show, baby, except for the fact we have to record it digitally so that we can send it via the interwebs to all the radio stations and play it. But I'm all analog, man. I am not a computer. That's obvious. And yeah, so this is like live radio, even though it's a recording, because I start the show and I do it live all the way through. And if I mess up, you're going to hear it. And it does happen, too. In fact, all this time I was sitting here thinking that I had a Fez Frischi record sitting next to me. And it turns out it's a Jerry Dostal record. And I don't know how you possibly confuse those two, but apparently I did. And, you know, we always like to get a waltz into every show. And so we're going to take care of that with our Jerry Dostal 45 I found laying over here that I thought was Fez Frischi. I don't know why. This is The Lonesome Waltz.
Thank you.
There you go, Jerry Dustal there. That is the Lonesome Waltz, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us with another edition of the show here. And I need to say thanks, too, to all the places that broadcast the show or carry the show or distribute the show or whatever you happen to be doing to it. You could be listening on a radio. You could be listening on a podcast or a webcast or a download or a streaming or a lot of possibilities, a lot of ways you can listen to stuff these days. Holy cow. All right, Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys are over here. This is called It's So Exciting.
Exciting love, love, love. For you just don't know what goes through me and what I'm thinking what you look for. Serce moje pod nie dają się. If you excite me and my heart, if moje słodkie kochają się. You're my sweet star and my sweetheart.
They have it, music from Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, another one of those musical outfits that put out like a bazillion, jillion, trillion records, and none of them stink, you know? It's amazing how that happens. Ah, what have we got over here? Haas, a standard tune here. Everybody knows this song, done up old-time style by Marion Lush, and yes, sir, she's my baby.
Marry me, we live so happily. Please, please, please say maybe. Please, please, please say maybe. You know I love you so, I'll never let you go. You know I love you so, I'll never let you go. Yes, sir, she's my baby, no, sir. Don't mean maybe, why don't you marry me? We live so happily, why don't you marry me? We live so happily. Please, please, please say maybe. Please, please, please say maybe. You know I love you so, I'll never let you go. You know I love you so, I'll never let you go. We'll be right back.
All right, Marion Lush there, and yes, sir, she's my baby here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I just tickled pink that you're along with us today. I have nothing to complain about except the weather, and really, we all complain about the weather. That's why there's weather. It gives people to talk about who have nothing else to talk about. Sure is nice out today. Ah, sure is crummy out today. Whatever it happens to be, the rain has really picked up here since we got going on the show today, because I'm looking right out the window in front of me here at the at Master Control here at the Oompa Hour, and I get a view partly of the roof of the building next door, and I can see all the rain landing in the puddles on the roof. Yuck, pooey with that, I say. Anyway, let's cheer things up a little. Normally, I play the other side of this next record. Normally, I play Sick, Sober, and Sorry by Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, but I'm going to flip it over and play the other side, which I normally don't. It's the Jolly Tuba Polka, and let me warn you that there is some excessive tubaing in this song, so brace yourselves. They have Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra and the Jolly Tuba Polka. There's some serious tuba blasting going on in that song, man. I am telling you what. Next up, believe it or not, it's the California Polka by none other than the California Connection. That just seems too obvious, doesn't it?
California, here I come. bikinis are a beach in California. They do it best way out west along the coast. They're the most when they dance to the California polka. They do it best way out west along the coast. They're the most when they dance to the California polka. Across a blazing desert sand, there's polka motion. So come on out, take a chance. We're the people of romance, and they dance to the California polka. So come on out, take a chance. We're the people of romance, and they dance to the California polka.
Yeah, that didn't seem out of place at all. California Connection and the California Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, I know that that record is definitely not in the correct sleeve. Sometimes the records get out of control here, and I need to take a moment and tidy things up, because otherwise mass confusion will reign here on the Oompa Hour, and we won't know what's going on. Okay, I got to pay attention to what time it is. Look at that. We're flying through another show, and a record that you don't really expect coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now I told you, got a record you do not expect, and that is certainly the case here. Everybody knows Eddie Fisher, at least anybody who's, you know, over, I would say 20 or 30, but that could be totally wrong. Okay, if you're my age. Anyway, Eddie Fisher had like 1,000 hit records. And anytime you get a big pile of old 78s from somebody, there's going to be Eddie Fisher RCA records in there. You get some old 45s from somebody who had records in the 50s, there's going to be Eddie Fisher 45s in there. I mean, he had records like, "Oh, My Papa." That was a big one. Or do you remember, "I'm Walking Behind You on Your Wedding Day, and I'm All Bummed Out and Crying"? I remember Anytime. That was a big one. What else did he did? Dungaree Doll, Dungaree Doll. Remember that? I mean, Eddie Fisher had 1,000 billion hit records, but you don't normally think Eddie Fisher and polka. No, you don't. You think of him thinking like, how do you speak to an angel? Or you think of him singing some sappy Christmas song. But he did record at least one polka, and it happens to be one of my favorite polkas. And we've talked about this every time I play this record. Look at that. We're going to run out of time before we get this record in the show. We are down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. Every time I play this record, it's stuck in the head for the rest of the day. And probably into tomorrow, too. My wife is going to be, will you shut up singing that song? Eddie Fisher. And yeah, it's just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms.
Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charms.
This is just another polka, but holy smoker.
Oh, what a girl in my arms. I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. Oh yes, I'm dancing with an angel. That's why the band is sounding better from the moment that I met her.
'Cause I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel.
She's got me dancing like I never thought I could. Arthur Mary never had it so good. This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charms.
This is just another polka, but holy smoker.
Oh, what a girl in my
head. Play it again.
Oh, what a girl in, play it again.
All right, that's Eddie Fisher, just another polka. You know, we're going to run out of time, but I got another record ready, so I'm going to play the darn thing, huh? I mean, well, why wouldn't a guy? There's the Tyrolean Woodchopper's Polka. It's Ray Myers in the orchestra. We're just going to sneak this in on the end here. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how your show runs long. That was the Tyrolean Woodchoppers Polka, Ray Myers and the orchestra. And, man, you talk about getting your money's worth in a show. This baby is full for an hour, you know what I mean? Holy cow.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions, and Cabs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, just keep on dancing and stay happy, everybody!